Starting the journey is easy. Just like anything else, starting the program was easy. I had a lot of energy and I was ready to make this desire come to fruition. I followed the training program he had given me because my experience as an entrepreneur had taught me to be coachable and to follow a system. If the system was not broken, there was no need to change it. I finished the longest distance I had ever done in my life during my first week of training, and I was so happy. And guess what? I didn't pass out. Many of us start a journey with determination and enthusiasm. As long as that determination exists, we will continue to achieve things we never conceived possible. John Bingham, a running writer and speaker, said, "What distinguishes those of us at the starting line from those of us on the couch is what we learn through running to take what the day gives us, what our body will allow us, and what our will can tolerate." The above quotation applies to all aspects of our lives and the journey we take to accomplish a goal. The biggest step is starting the race and maintaining the enthusiasm by learning from the experience. Complacency can set in. My training continued with ease, but along the journey, I realized that when I derailed from my training program, it had a ripple effect on my results. But I did not let these get to me. My second week came with a lot of distractions. However, I stayed focused on my goals and ultimately accomplished my end of week goal for week two. The lesson I learned from my second week experience was that I let my first week's success consume me and I was not humble. Because of that, I found it a little more challenging to accomplish my goal. This situation is very typical for a lot of people who are working on achieving their goals. The minute they have a victory, they forget about the journey and start celebrating too much, and that usually causes them to lose their focus. With that said, week two was very challenging. I had to give it everything I had. I was in excruciating pain, but I persevered. I had to realize what many people would give to have the simple gift of staying focused and achieving a goal. I did not need to take the experience and opportunity for granted. There are many people out there just like you who have dreams and desires, but starting the race alone is a challenge. It is a great accomplishment just to begin the race for your success. The first step is to identify that desire and goal. Thankfully, you have done that already and accomplished that during our reflection process. Distractions are inevitable. As I continued my 8-week journey, I was faced with an even greater distraction along the way. It so happened that we had a 9-day vacation plan, and so I was about to face some real challenges and distractions. I stayed focused on my goals. I made sure I followed through with my training despite being in an unfamiliar state and environment. That week, I was not able to accomplish everything, but I had programmed my mindset. I had developed the unstoppable mindset of not quitting no matter what failures I was faced with. Failures will come many times in any path you choose or any journey. How you handle the failures will determine the end result. My experience as an entrepreneur had exposed me and taught me that the more you move up, the more challenges there are. Those challenges and failures will shape you as well as shape your journey. I don't believe there is a single successful entrepreneur out there who has had a smooth sailing journey to the top, confirming that distractions are common and inevitable. The importance of having a mentor. As if my coach knew I was in need for some motivation, he sent me a video of a father, Dick Hoyt, and his son, Rick, who compete together in marathons and triathlons across the country. Rick is physically disabled, and as a father and son team, they strive to help those who are physically disabled become active members of society. The video was entitled, "Yes, You Can." Please go to www.teamhoyt.com to check it out for yourself. I sat in my chair and cried like a baby. I watched this video before my long run that Saturday. Had I not watched it, I may not have completed my goal. This is what having a coach can do for you. Therefore, it confirms the need for a mentor and most importantly, surrounding yourself with like-minded individuals to motivate and inspire you. When you're faced with adversities, they will be there to guide you through the pain. During my vacation, so much happened. I incorporated all the tips my coach had shared with me, but despite all of those, I considered myself a failure in staying the course consistently for almost 2 weeks. I knew I just had to shake it off and move on. I reported my experience to my coach and he said something to me that was so profound. He said, "Lavina, please remember, we are not looking for perfection. We are simply looking for consistency." He quoted me again the principle of the compound effect. I was not looking to be perfect. I just needed to stay the course. I needed to shake it off and move to the next week with confidence and determination. Jesse Owens said, and I quote, "I always loved running. It was something you could do by yourself and under your own power. You could go in any direction, fast or slow, as you wanted, fighting the wind if you felt like it, seeking out new sights just on the strength of your feet and the courage of your lungs." The one thing that we all need to realize is that everyone will have a different journey in life. The great thing is you are the only one who controls the pace that you want to go. You can move very fast and break some records, or you can move slowly because on what you can tolerate. As long as you stay the course, you are still further ahead than the person who never started. Many people have desires, plans, ideas, and goals, but they are never able to even start trying to achieve them. That makes you a very special person and a winner. However, because of the turbulence in the path that you have taken, you will need to understand there will come a time when you will lose steam and the guiding force of a mentor will help you finish the race. Push yourself to the limit. As time went on, my goals increased. These goals were meant to push me to greater heights. If you're looking to achieve something in life, you cannot maintain the same pace. You have to increase your pace and push yourself to get one step further than the previous time. That is exactly what I experienced during my training. At this point, I had trained myself to run 8 miles as I had missed opportunity to train for 9 miles as a result of the distractions I faced. This particular week, my goal was to finish 10 miles. I was so tired that by the 8th mile, because that was the level my body had been trained to endure, most people will give up when they reach their comfort zone or satiation point. They refuse to stretch themselves any further. Your success will require you to become very uncomfortable. It will require you to stretch yourself beyond your satiation point, and that is exactly what I had to do. I had to brace myself and modify my routine. Sometimes in life, when the journey gets tough, that's when we need to muster up the courage to have in us to finish the race. Those who push through the pain are those who finish well in life. On that day, as I was going through my mental struggle of finishing the course, I looked to my left and saw an older lady who was fully geared up and brisk walking with ease. I said to myself, if she can do it, then I need to push even harder. Oh, the joy I felt when I finished my 10 miles. I was excited and I felt a huge sense of accomplishment. As the journey gets tougher in life, you will need to ensure you are surrounded with the right kind of people and have the right mentor in life. Understand that the only reason I was able to get the inspiration to finish my 10 miles was because I was in an environment where a lot of people were training to finish their race and someone's energy served as the last push for me to finish my race. If we translate this to our lives and the goals that we all have, it will help all of us to understand that you should never be alone. If you want to become a barber, you need to associate yourself with barbers all the time. If you want to open up your own bakery, you will need to network and learn from others who are doing it already. I hope you get the picture. Becoming obedient to the process. After my success story of finishing my first ever 10-mile run, it took me 3 days for my body to heal. I was in so much pain. In spite of that, I was so determined to do better. I contacted my mentor and sought his expertise. I realized that he had reduced my weekly goals going into the finishing part, and I wondered why he would reduce my miles getting closer to the race. He gladly explained about the taper period. The taper period is the time from 21 days away from your race to the day of it where you run less and rest more. The rest is what will make you stronger on the day of your race. Although this was not relatable to entrepreneurship, I was obedient because he was the expert in this field. He also explained to me that if I was able to run 10 miles by myself, then I would not have any trouble finishing 13.1 miles with thousands of other people surrounding me. A lot of times when we are on a journey, we feel we have a little bit of experience under our belt and we tend to start becoming disobedient to the experts because we feel we know it all. Unfortunately, there will always be a detour that you may not foresee, which your mentor will know about because they have already traveled that path. We have to be humble enough to receive the guidance to ensure that our journey is shortened and ends well. After all, experience is always the best teacher. I say this because even though I listened and agreed with his expertise, I also derailed from his advice slightly, and of course, that had a negative effect. Tip: never take shortcuts in life. Stay the full course. Change is permanent, sustainable, and not temporary. Adversities will show up again. As if the race day was not enough of a challenge, things started happening to me from every angle. I dropped a 5-pound weight on my right toe. To make matters worse, I chose a rough running path the prior week and was feeling terrible pain in my right knee and my left shin. It was so painful, I was not able to train well during the week. By Saturday, the pain was so bad, I was not able to complete my long run at all. I cried my way home and immediately contacted my mentor. He asked me to take things slow and to believe in the 7 weeks of training I had accomplished. This caused a lot of anxiety for me. I was not sure of myself. I started ice therapy on my legs, but it didn't seem to have any effect. I started having the negative voices in my head. I was afraid of what might happen as I had worked hard for this goal. The voice in your head that says you can't do this is a liar. The pain continued. I was instructed to do light running by my mentor. I added a hot therapy daily, morning and night. By the end of the week, it seemed to be getting a lot better. My mentor did not let me strain it with practice for fear of injuring the knee further. So I only did light workouts just to get my body to remember the process. It was painful and I was a little worried, but I stayed focused. Henry Ward Beecher said, "It is easier to go down a hill than up it, but the view is much better at the top." I was not going to let this stop me from getting what was mine. I trusted that my experience would pull me through because I was not prepared to let the devil have control. People are always watching and rooting for your failure. Yes, that's right, your failure. Don't ever think people are happy for you to achieve greater heights better than them. The one who will laugh with you are the ones who are praying and hoping for you not to succeed because you will be one step ahead of them. For that reason, your critics alone should give you the determination you need to get through your adversities as they are necessary for you to appreciate your end result. With this experience, you can also serve as a role model or a mentor to someone else. So embrace the experience and learn from it.